We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Hilchos Erevin, page 492, Resh Mem Vav Amud Beis, on the bottom, in the middle of Shinayin Ches, the halachas of Chatzeres to open up one to the other, Siv Dal. So, Im Yachad Dor Bapanimis. So we spoke about that there's an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. What happens if an individual lives in the inner courtyard? The Yachad Bachitzayna. An individual in the outer courtyard. As you continue to daf Resh Mem Zayin, Reshnai Mechitzayin Lave Eruv, or two are in the outer courtyard and they made an Eruv. In the Yachad Shabbat, then the individual in the inner courtyard does not make it forbidden on the outer courtyard. Agar says, Drama, but what then something is, Rabim Shem Kiyachim. And you have a multitude that's like an individual. They don't have to make an Eruv. Gedechon is Bar Le'elik, we explained previously, Simish Naim, says Magimish Perikdal, we'll have the same Allah. Says the Mishra Brua. So, we had spoken about Siv Beis. You have two courtyards, one within the other. So here we're saying, if there's an individual in the inner one, and an individual in the outer one, or even two on the outer one, or Shnayim Bechatzayin Ve'Eruv, but they made an Eruv, Hayinu Oisim HaShnayim Levad, only those two. V'loya Emer HaPnibis, but not with the inner one. And Vashmin Vezeh, what we're letting you know over here is that Loy Tema, don't say the guys, you know, make a Gzeh, Mishim Shiz, Brutag, and the thing, Shish, Naim, Bepanim, Iskame, Bechazaina, that just like there's two in the outer one, there's two in the inner one. And we never have to come, we're going to commit even such a case, which would be problematic. Vasim Vadi, Asim Medina, they would be actually halachically forbidden. Davi Regal Asir Bimkem, because the inner ones then would be two people, which did not make it there, which would be forbidden in their place, and then would make kids forbidden in the outer ones, would not. As long as there's only one in the inner one. Sivkon Yotes, in the Yachad Shabbat Pnim is Bechulu, you know the individual from the inner one make it forbidden on the outer ones, which is what it means to say is Avshalei B'Yachad, even though they did not make an Erev together, because the regular Amantaz B'Kaima, which he's allowed to carry in his own Chatzah, because he's the only individual with no one to make an Erev with, in the Yisrael Shalei B'Kaima doesn't make it forbidden in the outer one, which is not his place. So Rama said, same thing is, Sivkon Chav, Rabim Shem B'Yachad, even though there is a Rabim, but they're like an individual, that they don't have to make an Erev, that Tainu Shayo Bapanim is that they were in the inner ones. So that is Ha'avim Ba'anav Shemekabim and Bras, like a father and his children that receive from him a stipend. Chokeids and similarly things, Ayin Shemesim Shanayin, that they're like a Yachim, they don't make an Evit, essentially they're regular Mutes B'Mukayma, they're not going to make a forbidden Shalei B'Mukayma. Sif, hey, Shalosh Chatzeres, three courtyards, two Lefnim Izu, one within the other. Yachim Cholachas, and there's only an individual in each one, Ava Bishur Ram Doisim Echatzan, even though now it ends up being more than one who has a right of way in the outer one. In the Lysim, they don't make it a better Shukalach, because he's trying to permit it in his own place. The Moyush Nine Bevanim is now, if there was two in the inner one, but later they did not make an air by him, Lysim, then they do make it forbidden on the individuals in the middle one and the outer one. Zakal, this is the rule. Regular Subim Kaima, if a person is forbidden in his own area, Hesher Shalabim Kaima, then he makes it forbidden not in his own place, meaning in the, let's say, the outer one, regular Materis, but someone who's permitted where he is, then Eino Yisrael Shalom Kermit does not make it forbidden in the place that's not his own. Simon Shunayin Tes. Dine Chatzeris, the laws of courtyard, to bottom my name, with homes between them, by basically from these two paragraphs. Sif Alf. Shnei Chatzeris, two courtyards, with Shleisha bottom my name, Suchim Zelazet. And there's three homes between them, each one open to the other one. Ritzim Lor Vyachet. Now, these two Chatzeris want to make an Erev together. So Chatzazeh bought derech Baish et Sloy. So this courtyard comes through the house that's near him. And he puts the Erev in the middle house. That's what the second one on the other side does. And he also puts it in the middle house. And now they're all permitted in those three homes. Because each house that's near the courtyard is like a gatehouse of that courtyard. You don't have to put bread. And the middle one, who buys from Nichma Erev, is the house where actually they're putting there. And also does not have to put bread. So none of the homes have to give bread, and the two courtyards is joined together by putting in the middle one. It says Mishbar Sibkat Naaf. So you have these two courtyards, three homes between them, Psuchim Zelazer, each one open to the other one. They also open up to the courtyards that are near them. Kamash Malon, but what letting you know is the Afrika of the Balmado in general and Bais Echot. If one house does not give a portion of the Erev, he himself is forbidden to carry. But he's also make forbidden other people in the courtyard. Here you can have a case. Not one of the homes will give a portion of the Erev. Even so, they weren't permitted to carry. For example, if the two members of the courtyards put Eseruba on their Eber by a Samtsoy in the middle house, Mitam Shem Saim, for the reason like he concludes, Sivkot and Beis, so when Mitam Bishloshim, they're permitted all three homes, it's slim, what it means to say, Shem, Mitam Latal, the Blazon, but they're permitted to carry in those homes, but Batim Behen, and the homes in them, Avah Bishloy Nosachel, but Eber, they did not give a portion of the air, Sivkot and Gimel, because each house that's near the Chatzur, Chosu like a Beishar, is like a gatehouse. Achra Shabnei HaChatzur, since the members of Kortim, Malich, and Eruban, Derech, Alei, Lemantzois, that's how they go through to put the Arab in the middle one, which is Sharatin Laisal says, and even if the whole week they don't have permission to pass through the homes, even so, since they put the Arab in the middle house, by default, the homes on the two sides were agreeable that they should pass through them on Shabbos when they want to eat the Arab. Look at the Prima Gadol. The Eshekasu says,
right, that the Huad and same thing is, they both put the Arab, and one of the homes that are near the Chatzers, or in the other homes that are in the two courtyards, these three homes ain't trichin in the Arab. They still don't have to give an Arab. There's still a gatehouse for that courtyard, since they passed through them, but to put the Arab over there, which the Sharat Sin is. Gimel says this is the reason for the second case, and by the first case where they put the Erev in the house that's near the Chatzar, the reason is because those two homes are exempt because they're a Beis Shar for that bias, and the house that the Erev replaced is also Pater, where the Shulchan Aruch writes. Sivkot and Dalad, and the Ein Tzarich Leidin Pas, and because that's where you're putting the Erev, and Kemavo B'Simet Shin Samach Lo Siv Gimel, the house where you put the Erev does not have to give bread. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 13 said that when you have three courtyards, one within the other one, and there's an individual in each one, even though the Rabbim are Darius Bachatzain, there's not a problem because each one Motez Mekayma. That's how the Riv and Erev and the Rush explained. The Machlik Shabbat and Shmuel and the Gemara and the Davayin. Hey, there's talking about three Chatzers, one within the other, and each Chatzer, an individual, lives. That according to Rav Ada, since the Rabbim are Ovin Bechitzana, where each of the three did not make an Erev, they're Rabbim, so they make a forbidden one in the other. According to Shmuel, the negative is a Rabbim, because since each one is permitted in his place, so there's only Drus Regal and the Chitzana, and Shmuel and the Shachanach passes like Shmuel. This is number one. We said like that closest house is considered like a beishar. The reason, right, for Ashen Eben Nafayim Vav, that each one of the outer homes become a beishar for the chutz that's near it. Marshal explains that it would be possible to explain that to become a beishar for the middle house, and should be considered a beishar for someone that holds over the Nafayim Hay, that beishar v'yachet is considered a beishar. However, according to the truth, it's not considered a beishar for the middle one, because we're talking about that each house has a separate exit, and it's considered for the people, the chutz, a beishar because of this that the Erev is there, because of the Erev in the middle one, they have to pass through the house near it to get there. Dish number two, we said each one becomes a beishar for that chatzar, that is, when they don't have another way to go from chatzar to chatzar, except through these three homes. But if there is another way, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that the homes are not considered a beishar, and they also need to go ahead and give bread. Dish number three, we said each one puts an Erev in the beishar of the other chatzar. The reason for this halacha, explaining the Gemara Erev Davayin Vav, that to make it forbidden the carrying of the chatzeres because if you're going to qualify the two homes as a beishar, so you can't put an erev in the beishar, as the Gemara teaches over the Dava Pehim Beis, some puts an erev in beishar and nachzad and mepesa, it's not an erev, that's a shulchan aruch paskins and shin samach levsev gimel. And if you're going to qualify them as a house, it comes out that it's a house that doesn't have an erev that's separated between each chatzer to the place of the erev, and you can't say that each one should consider the house that's near him as for his chatzer as a beishar, and the other house is a full house. Because that would be tartasasi, it's contradictory, like the way Rashi explained it, because if each house is considered regarding one chatzar as a beishar, and to the other chatzar like a house, comes out that it's like a joke. And we don't want to give an opening for the tzedukim, for those who deny the law, the halacha, to go and pursue us. And even though we find Erev and tartasasi, as we see in Shin Tzav, the Gimel Tzav, Gimel, that's dafka in something that's not so recognizable, not by something that's so recognizable, like would be over here. So that's why you say that, because it wouldn't be kind of Erev, because Kol Echad Hinech Erev Beveishah Shechatz Acheres, because you're putting it in the Erev in the gatehouse of another Chatzar, that can't go ahead and work, and that's why you say that Loikano Erev.